like a large thimble that stood between us. I asked this apparition what it called the place, and to which it replied, with a ghastly grin and a sound like gurgling water in its throat,
"Mr. Baker's Trap."
As it is a point of great sensitiveness with me on such occasions to be equal to the intellectual pressure of the conversation, I deeply considered the meaning of this speech while I eyed the apparition, then engaged in hugging and sucking a horizontal iron bar at the top of the locks. Inspiration suggested to me that Mr. Baker was the acting coroner of that neighbourhood. "A common place for suicide," said I, looking down at the locks.
"So?"
returned the ghost, with a stare.
"Yes, and Paul. Likewise, Emily and Nancy. And Jane."
He sucked the iron bar between each name.
"And all the biling. Catches off their bonnets or shawls, takes a run, and headers down here, they doos. Always a headering down here, they is, like 1 o'clock.
"And at about that hour of the morning, I suppose?"
"Ah," said the apparition, "they ain't particular. 2 will do for them. 3, all times of night.